Okay, so we're basically continuing in the Gemara in Shavuos. So it's up to Shavuos Lamed Hei Amud Beis. So I guess it's like the sixth wide line. Okay, so it says Kol Shemos Hamurim B'Torah to Avram Kodesh. All the Shemos which are said by Avram in the Torah, where it says Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, Kodesh, our Kodesh, refer to Hashem, Chutz Mizeh Shehu Chol, except for this one, which is Chol. Shneamar, Vayomar, Adonai, Enam Atzasichin Be'enachon. He's talking to the angels, right? Adonai, to my master. Right, because here's how it goes. It says, "Vayiru Elav Hashem." So this is how the pasuk goes. "Vayiru Elav Hashem Elon Imam." Right. So Hashem appeared to Avraham Elam. Who is the beginning of Vayiru? Parakil Chatz. Who Yosef Pesachol Gavol Hayom? Okay. So he's sitting by the Pesachol. Vayisa Ina Vayar. Vine Shlosha Anashim Nitzav Malav. Vayar Vayar Tikrasam Vi Pesachol. Vayishlach Lartzim. Right. So they saw them, and he ran to them, and he bowed, and he said, "I don't know you, no, it says, my master, if I found favor in your eyes, I'll not have our mail. Don't run away, right? Don't run away. You got my him. Rather, take some water, wash your feet, right? Right? So the thing is, whenever it says, by Avram, it's Kodesh. It's a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, except this one case. Okay, except this one case. He's talking to the Malachim, right? And that's what Rashi said, Adonai, plural, singular, the Gadol Shel Hamam. He's talking to the oldest of them. They call him Kulam Adonai, he called them all masters. The Gadol Amar Na'ala Tavar. He said to the old, the greatest one, don't pass in front, don't pass away. Right, don't pass by. Okay, so it says, so that's what you're saying, it's Chol. So it doesn't have Kedusha if you raise that word. Right, so the word Adonai means my master, and it can refer to a person, or a mala. Okay, so that's basically what the Gemara is saying. Right? Hananya, Hanina ben Ati, Rabbi Yeshua. Hanina, the son of the nephew of Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Mishum, Rabbi Elazar, Hamadoi, Amru, Avzeh Kodesh. This shame is also Kodesh. Okay? It's also Kodesh. When he talks, Mayomer, when he's talking, when Avram is presumably talking to Malacha, Mayomer, Adni, Namatzitzin Be'enecha, he says that shame actually it has Kedusha. It's not Chol, as the Tanakhama is claiming, because the Tanakhama is saying if you just spoke to the Malachim. He's saying, no, that shame is also Kodesh. Right, Rashi. Rashi says, Chutz Mizeh. This is on the first Mandam. Amar l'malachim tzoi, kara Adam. To the first Malach, he's calling Adam. Shekach bo l'fana. They said they came in front of him. Michal b'emtza. Right, Michal in the middle, b'emtza in the middle. The Romi mino, Rechal mismalo. Okay. So that's the first man that we're saying he's talking to the middle malach. So it's chol. Avzeh kodesh dechsev le'el minei. You know, because what does it say above that? Vayir elav Hashem. Hashem appeared then. Vadok sev minei shlosha anashim. And then it says there are three men coming. V'amar le'kodesh baruch hu. And he says to Hashem, al nosa avar me'al avgacha. Don't pass before me. Don't move away. Hamtem li'ikan. Wait for me here. Ad she'achnes orchem. Wait until I do. So again, positive. Right? So Hashem appeared to him. He ran to them. And he said, Adoshem, right? My God, Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Al Noah Sabah Me'aladim. Don't pass away. I'm sorry, that's not going to happen. I'll tell you that. If you find favor in your eyes, don't walk away. And then he said, you got to know, man, Mayim, take some water. Now that's going back to the Malachim, You know, we'll be helpful here. We'll see. Okay. Yeah, so again, so it says like this. This is how you have to read this psukim. It's a little funny. So again, Vayeroy Elav 18:1. Vayerlov Hashem Elav Amrei Veshivas Elav Hayom. So Hashem appeared to Avram. Vayisa 2. Vayisa Einav Vayar V'nei Shlosha Anashim. And he took Malav, he saw three men. Vayar Vayos across them. And he saw them and he ran to them. He passed, oh well. Vashachartza, and he bowed. Okay, now here's the key word here. This word, Adni. Vayomar, and he said, so plain shot, the first man Namar, Vayomar, I don't know, my master, talking to the Malach, don't run away, don't leave. Right? Rather, take some water, wash your feet, and the rest of the story, right? So that's a plain way to read. That's the first man Namar. But if that's the way, then that Adni, that's Chol, doesn't have Kedusha. But the other way he's saying is, no, he's talking to Kadosh Baruch Hu. He saw the men, he ran to them, he vows to them, then he says, oh, hold on, Kadosh Baruch Hu, please, if I find favor in your eyes, don't leave. And then he goes back and continues talking to the Malachim, Yukachlam Ad Mayim, please wash your feet, dot, dot, dot. So it's like going back and forth, right? It's going back and forth. Okay, so it's a little strange, but if you say that way, then it's Kodesh. Okay, so it says like this. So the Gemara says, that's the position of these mandavim, right? So then the Gemara asks like this, Kaman ozla ha'dam rav yuram arav. Who is this statement of yuram arav going? Gedola hachmasas orachim yosar mekbalas b'nei ha'shchina. Hachmasas orachim is greater than greeting the face of the Shechina. Kiman, who's that like also look like this group of people? Because these people, these mandamrim said that he's talking to Hashem. So here it is, he's talking to Hashem. In the middle of his conversation with Hashem, he says, Hashem, please wait. Right? Give me a second here. Yeah. He's saying, Hashem, please wait, so I could go talk to greet these malachim. So he says, you see, that being a machnachnazorchim is greater than talking to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Right? That's just the argument. Yeah. Yeah. So, right, so that's... What's that? Yeah, so you look at the Rashi there on the right here. So it says, he's talking to the greatest one. The Kuram Kulam Adonim. He's calling them all Adonim masters, right? Lagadol Amar, and he's saying to the greatest one, Al Na Savar, right? Don't pass away. Vikivan Shalo Yavar, who Yamdu Chaverima. So if he stays, then his friends are also going to stay. Belashon Zeh, who call. According to that version, it's chol, right? Dabar acher kodeshu. So the other pshat is that it's kodesh. But who omer lakadosh baruch hu? And he's telling Hashem, lahamtim lo aj l'shiorotz v'achnas asarachem, to wait for him until he runs and greets the guests, right? V'afal pisha kosev acher v'yorotz akrasam, right? And even though it says afterward, the pasuk says vayaratz akrasam, right? The pasuk right before it says he ran to greet them. So how exactly do you say that? He's talking to Hashem. He should have said that earlier, right? And I suppose acher, right? It's written after vayaratz akrasam. And if in fact you're saying is he's talking to Hashem, it should have said that before pasuk base. Amira kodem lachen haisa. He really said it earlier. But derech mikos l'davar can sometimes pasukim talk that way, right? And he gives another example. So he's basically saying is the way you have to read it according to this funny pshat is Vayerlov Hashem Elohim Amrei Veshivas Elohim Hayom. Hashem appeared to him. Then he saw the people, or he saw the people, and he said, Hashem, hold on, don't go anywhere. And then he ran to greet them and bowed and said to them, take some food. So it's totally out of order, right? Right. So the machlokas ends up being, does this shame have kedusha or not? Right?
Does this is the shame kodesh or is the shame chol? Right? If you say he's talking to the malach, then it's chol, and you could erase it. If he's talking to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, then it's kadusha, and you can't erase it. So it's real nafkamina. It's not just right? And the Gemara says, and again, Chazal or Doresh, right? They're Doresh from here. That if the finger of here it is, Hashem, Hashem's talking to Avram Avinu. And sure enough, Hashem, Avram Avinu tells Hashem, Hashem, please, could you just wait here while I go and greet my guests? And Chazal or Doresh from that, that Hachnasas Orchem is greater than Kabbalah Smei Shechina. Right? So it says, who's that going according to? That must be going according to Mandamar, holds it has Kedusha. Right? Must be holding according to Mandamar, holds it has Kedusha. Right. Okay, so what do you guys say about this whole Gemara? Any questions? It's a strange machlokas, and it's interesting how it's a nafkamina. You know, it's like a machlokas in Chumash.
Yeah.
How to read the psakim. There's a nafkamina halacha.
That Adni is kosher,
right?
Yeah.
What's driving the machlokas? Is it the pshan in...
Right.
Is not driving the machlokas, or is it the shame driving the machlokas?
What's that? What are the choices?
Is the way you interpret the pshat determining driving the machlokas, and that is really the machlokas is how to interpret the pshat, or is the machlokas in pshat driven by whether the shame is kodesh or not?
Right. Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, it's like how would you have an idea of whether the shame is kodesh? Ultimately, it kind of depends on how you read the psukim. No, I think. Right. Like, I don't follow your second possibility.
Well, is Adni always Kodesh?
No.
And this is the only time it wouldn't be?
No, I don't think that's true.
I don't think it's true either.
That's his theory? I don't think so. I think he just says is. That's not what he's talking to. I mean, the one thing which does have in his favor is the pasuk is saying is that he was sitting there, Hashem appeared to him, and he was sitting by the thing, and then sure enough, he saw three people, and there's a krasam by Shacharitz, and then the whole thing. So what happened to the card about what Hashem done? Hashem appeared to him, and then did what? Right? Like, according to the way that he's saying he's talking to the malachim, right? So what happened? It's like the story ended in the middle. Hashem appeared to him, k'chol mayom. And then he looked up and saw the angels, and he ran out to greet them. Well, what happened to his, did Hashem come to tell him anything, or was that done? Right, it's so funny. So that's what Rashi says, the Vakar Hashem was just coming to do Bikur Cholam. So now he did Bikur Cholam, and then he saw these three guys, right? So then he ran out to greet them. So I guess you'll have to say, according to the flame shy, is that the Mar Nevoah ended, basically. Right? According to the first way, the Maru ended, of Hashem, Hashem appeared to him to do a Bika Cholam, I guess. And then that was it, it's done. And then he saw these angels and he ran. But according to the second way, what do you mean? Hashem's there about to talk to him. And then he sees angels and he says, oh, Hashem, could I go? Is it okay if I go? So at least there's like a, he's, according to the first way, you have to posit that basically this whole appearance didn't amount to anything. Hashem appeared to him, and then he just left, or whatever. So maybe that's in line with Rashi saying, it was just the Vakar Sechola. Hashem didn't appear to him to tell him anything in particular, as much as somehow to Mimakar Chola. Whatever that means. Right? Right. It's funny machlokas, right? What was if you just saw the Rashi, okay, the Rashi here? What would you say? Is he talking by Omar Adosh whatever Adni? Is he talking to putting the Rashis together? What would you say? Is he talking to Hashem or is he talking to the Malachim?
Well, the Malachim.
What? Malachim. Okay. And what's the Rashi part which says he's talking to Hashem?
The
Pesukim.
It seems like he's talking to
Malachim. And reading the Pesukim, certainly you'd say he's talking to Malachim, right? Right. Okay, but the Rashi, so how would you, what would you make of the Rashi which says he's talking to Hashem? Is it like arguing? Would you say there's a machlokas going on here? See, I would have thought that it's a drasha. The pshat of the pasuk means he's talking to the malachim. And the drasha is, it lends itself to be read in a different way. He's talking to Hashem. Right? And he's telling him, let me go. And you learn out from that, this drasha of Gedola Chamas Zarchim Yosef Yosef Bnei Shechina. And that's the drasha that you learn. Right? Right? You know what I mean?
Like, it's not like what he's not actually saying, like, he's talking to some, he's not actually talking to someone else.
Right, that's not like shot in the pasuk. It's just that, you know, Shivan Panam LaTorah. Torah is written in a way that has, it lends itself to being Nidrash in multiple manners. And this is one of the ways. And if you read the Pesukim, you could read it that way. Ayamara. Right? It lends itself to a read which teaches you that idea of Achnas Zarchim being greater than a Pas Mei Shechina. Right, and it's a drasha. Right, I'm just saying that's what I would have. I was just reading this Rashi, learning. I wasn't learning a sugya. I was just learning Chumash and Rashi. That's what I would say. Plain pshat is drash, and this pshat and this drash. Right. So, could you learn that? That's what's going on here. It's impossible to learn that's what's going on, or is there a problem with that? Could you actually learn the hour?
What, that it's just a drash?
Yeah.
Well, after seeing Gemara, it seems strange, because it seems like it's a machlokas.
Right. It seems like it's a machlokas. It's a nafkamina, whether it has kedusha.
Right, with the Shem Hashem, right.
Okay. Okay, right? There's a nafkamina. It's not just a drasha, but this drasha has a nafkamina. Let's see if I can shut this. Yeah. Right? Right. So, it's not so simple just to say that it's drash, because you have to explain the nafkamina, right? Okay. So is there a way to rescue that interpretation and say that there's machlokas here?
Well, it seems like Rashi is giving you the nafkamina also.
Whether it's kodesh or chol.
Yeah, because he's saying davracha kodeshu.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like it's not just drash, that there's a halacha significance here.
But he could say it means according to the drasha, it's kodesh. According to the plain pshat, it's not kodesh. But according to the drasha, it's kodesh. I understand. You mean it sounds like he's liking that's the very machlokas. Right, I hear what you're saying. Well, let's say I'd ask you this. Could you say a pshat like this? That definitely the pshat of the pasuk is it's on to malachim. And definitely the Shem Hashem, the kodesh, is a drasha. But the question is does it have kedusha because of the drasha? As if the drasha is that it's talking about Hashem, but the pshat is that it's not, does that imbue the Shem Hashem with Kedusha or not? You know what I mean? Like if the pshat, if it was in Torah Shebaal Peh, it lends itself to a reading that is talking about Hashem. But the plain Torah Shebaal Chsav is not talking about Hashem. Does that have Kedusha or not? I mean, maybe go further, but could you read that way? In other words, say definitely there's a pshat and there's the drash. Machlokes is whether or not drash will give it Kedusha.
That's an interesting approach. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, can anyone see a problem with that?
Well, it seems strange because now you're going to tell me anytime you could make a drash of a word that it could be Kodesh.
Yeah.
Well, you mean it's just in this case because it's a word that could be Kodesh.
Yeah, right, right. It's a Joshua of Adni or Hashem Hashem or something, right.
It's like when it says Ohei Nechor, if you had a drasha for it.
Right.
You might say that would be Kodesh too.
Right. Yeah, right. Yeah, let me show you the next Gemara. So what do you guys think? Anyone see an immediate problem with learning that way?
I think that if you learn that way, you'd have to like make sure that any other place where there's a word that could be Kodesh, but then there's a drush that it is, that this issue would have to seem, like it would have to come up everywhere.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe
there's
no.
Yeah. Okay, I hear you. Well, what about this? Let me ask you the following. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara brings down the Machlokes, right? And then it says, Kiman Ozla Ha'adam Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Who is this statement that Rav Yehuda Amar Rav going like? What's the statement of Rav Yehuda Amar Rav? Gidola Hachmasas Orchem Yoser Makbalas Me Yeshchina. Right? Hachmasas Orchem is greater than greeting the Shechina. Right? So who's that going like? Kiman Ke'osu Azog. Going like that group who learns that it's Kodesh. Right? So I'm not sure there's a problem, but if you were to say that everyone learns that this is a drasha, just the question is whether the drasha gives a kedusha or not, right? So then why is it saying who is this like? I mean, everyone agrees by the drasha, but if the very machlokas is whether drash has kedusha. So they're not arguing whether it's a good drash or not. They're just arguing whether that imbues it with Kedusha. Then why does it say, who is this statement going like the statement which says, Achlos Zorchem is greater than Achlos Meshchina? Who's that like? That's like the Kodesh side. But according to us, you say that's like every side. There shouldn't be a problem with that. Everyone should agree that it's greater. Right? That Chmas Zohar is greater than Hashkina, because that's the drasha. Right? They're not arguing about that. They're just arguing about whether that will give a Kedusha or not. But the implication is, no, that's also totally in this Machlokas. Right? You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It sounds like the one is attributing, saying that the Shita who's holding this drasha, that Kavos Orchem is greater than Kavos Neshtina, is only going according to one side of the Machlokas. But if you say that both sides agree with the idea that there's a drasha, the only question is, does that imbue it with Kedusha? Well, then everyone, it's not Kiman Azla. I mean, unless you'll just say, not, it's a different type. Usually, Kaman Ozla means which Shita does he hold by. As you just say, it means it's in line with that Drasha, with the Kodesh side. But not like he actually goes only like him. It just means like whatever. It's like in line with that. But I mean, plain shot is that he's learning that it's actually a Machlokas. Whether or not, if you want to learn out this principle of Hachnosis Orchem is greater than Hachnosis Meshchina, then you're going to have to be holding like the Manda Amar who holds that it's Kodesh.
Because if you hold like the man dharma that it's chol, then you don't have that principle. Right? Right. Yeah. Yeah, let me show you something else, okay? Yeah. Yeah, in fact, the Rebbeinu Chananel brings it down. He brings down the Kodesh Machol, guess what, it's Kodesh Achol, and he says, Hilchasa kaim lan kavasayu, we paskin, it's Kodesh. Why? The Rav Amar kavasayu, because Rav says like that, Amar gadoch masasorcha mekvas meyashchina. Right? Because as he says, masasorcha is better than meyashchina. So you see, that's why we hold like it. That is Kodesh. But if you're going to say it's just a drasha and everyone agrees with the drasha, then that doesn't prove that we hold that way. That just proves that that's the drasha. But who's to say that that proves that means it has Kedusha? Right? So I'm saying it sounds like that only if you say it's Kodesh are you holding by that drasha. But if you say it's Chol, then you're not holding by that. Right? So it sounds almost like they're not both agreeing with the Joshua. You guys still with me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, let me read the next thing also, okay? It says like this, a little further in the Gemara. It says, Kol Shemos Hamurim Below. Okay, the last word in the line is Kol. I'm a Hem Beis and Shus. Like a third of the way down the page. All the Shemos that are said by Lot, Chol, are Chol, don't have Kedusha. Chutz Mizah Shu Kodesh. Except for this one, which is Kodesh. Again, when Lot was discussing with the angels, I guess there's different words that he uses. Yomer Lot Alayam. Right? And Lot said to them, Al Na Adni. Please not Hashem. Yineim Atzadachachemen Acha. I found favor in your eyes. Please let me be saved. And then they run to Tzohar. Don't destroy Tzohar. Let me go to the city Tzohar. So here, let me pull that up. Gracious Yud Tess. Let's see here. Gracious Yud Tess. Let's see. Okay. Yeah, there it is. So Vahi the Yosio Machutza, right, and then Yud Chas here on the Pasuk above. So it says, Yud Zayin. So Machutza Vayom Himalay Alam Shecha, run away, Al Tabir Ahara, don't turn around. Al Tamar Michal Akikar, Ahara Himalay Pentisaf, run to the mountain lest you'll destroy. Vayomar Al Lord Alayam, Lord said to him, Al No, Adonai. It's plain shot. Don't, my masters. Right, don't go. Please, I found favor in your eyes. Right? I can't run that far. Right? Please. This city is close. He mitzar. Small. He molted nashon. You're on there. Hello, mitzar. He small. Let me live. Right? So the plame shot, I think, is he's talking to the malachim. Right? Yeah, so it says, Rashi. Allah, Rabbi, say no Amro, Shashem Zek Kodesh. So let's look at our Gemara, I'm sorry. So our Gemara says, back to our Gemara. So it says, this is the one example, I'm not so why. Mi Shish Biada Lahamas Alachi, Osekash Baruchu. So he's saying is, Hashem, please leave this city alive. Don't destroy Tzohar. So what? He's talking to the angels and asking them that. How could you ask angels to save a city? You're supposed to destroy five cities, and now you're saying leave one of them alive, right? So how could you say? How could he possibly be asking the angels that? So the saying is, he's asking Kodesh Baruch Hu, right? That's what the Gemara is saying, right? Yerashi, Marashi and Agamara, Mishesh Biada, Hachi Kamar. This is how you read it. Vayomer Lord Aleihem. The Oznayam, so Lot saying to them in their ears, Al no yichain. Okay, that should not be the case. The Chozer klapi Hashem, the Amar lo, Ad Hashem, hinei nam atzavdecha. Okay, you get that? Okay, this is the way Rashi is reading it. Vayomer, look at the pasuk here. Vayomer Lot Alayhem. So Lot said to the angels, Alma, please not, don't do it. And then Lot says, Hashem, Hineinah Matzah Zuchachain Reinacha. Hashem, I found favor in your place, please. Right, save them. Right? So what do you say? Is that shot in the pasuk?
Seems like you're twisting the psukim around.
Right, definitely.
Because the Adni should be in the next pasuk.
Right, you're breaking up the psukim. Totally. It's not even in the pasuk. The pasuk is off. Right? Pasuk ends up being off. There's the end of the sub pasuk. Vayomer Lot Alayhem Al Na Adni. Right? So so Al Na is some of the angels, and then Ad Hashem is starting the statement to God by the last word of the pasuk. Right? It's very hard to say, right? It's very hard to say that's like pshat in the basuk, right? Yeah, look at the Chizkuni says. He says, Alma nicholhu. It's chol. Lufika siem kan is a basuk. That's why it ends the basuk. Vayomer Lot Alayhem Al Na Adonai, please, my masters, please don't do this. Right? And then Ve'achar Kach, and afterwards Chazal Aspala Kadosh Baruch Hu. Then he davens to Hashem. Yinei Noas Av D'Chachain. Right? But then it would be Chol. Then he says Ulefi HaMesoras, but according to Mesorah Kodesho, Yichsev Alef Dalad. It's really the Mesorah is that it's a Kodesh. It sounds like, what does that mean? It sounds to me that means it's a Drasha. The pshat is that it's chol, right? Pshat is that it's chol, but the drasha is that it's kodesh, right? Right. The drasha is that it's kodesh. But is there a machlokas here in this gemara? It just brings it down. No one's arguing, right? So if you go with that, no one's arguing. It would seem to stand to reason. That it's saying is, even though no one's arguing, its bottom line is the drasha gives it kedusha, right? And it sounds like this is going on here. Saying is the drasha is saying that it's referring to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, even though the pshat is he's talking to the angels. But it sounds like it's saying is that look, the bottom line is the drasha could give a kedusha, right? In which case, if you say that, then it must not be that's what they're arguing about, because by Avraham Avinu, there's a machlokas whether it has Kedusha. Now, if you're going to tell me that they're arguing about whether or not a drasha can give a Kedusha, then they should have the same machlokas over here, by Lot, because it sounds like this is also a drasha. Right? Yeah, in fact, yeah, let's see here. Let's see the Rambam's case. Kol, and this is in Vav Tasi, so it's Kol Hashem was somewhere by Avram Kodesh. All the ones are by Hashem was by Avram Kodesh. Avza, Shnema Hashem, and Noam Atzachichain, Haru Kodesh, the Ram Paskin, that also, he's talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's Kodesh. Right? Kol Hashem was somewhere by Lot, Kol, Chutz Mizeh, Al Na, Im Noam Atzachichain, Noam Atzachichain, Hashem, Noam Atzachichain, Mavdecha. Right, so I mean, he Paskins like both of that. Kodesh. Okay, that's fine. So my point, though, is it would seem clear to me that you can't say pshat in the pasuk is in line with that drasha, because you're chopping up the pasuk. The pshat is he's talking to the malachim, and the drasha is that he's talking to Hashem, right? And in which case, it would stand to reason that even if you have a drasha could create kedusha. Drasha could create kedusha. As long as the drasha is that it's talking about Hashem, then that will also give a kedusha. Kedusha doesn't only come from the pshat, but the kedusha can even come from the drash. In which case, you're back to the problem of what's our machlokas. Because by our machlokas, that's the question, right? There is a machlokas by us, right? Oh, yeah. Look at Radak. Lashon chol. Anian, lashon chol. The nikimas b'nei ha'hefzik. There's a comments before five. V'chein teri unkelos bevo'u kan riboni, my masters. So unkelos also is saying is that it's chol.
Razal amru kol adni kosuv mavim kodesh k'sum below chol chos misesh kodesh amru lo achias nashim mishel hazamis. Dvarim tema. Radak says their words are a tema. Shari amar vayomer lod alehem. Plural. Rosh Rabim. Malach gamkin yesh biyado lahamis alachias. Especially chosakel. He says, anyways, who's to say you can't ask a malach to save the city? He's a malach after all. Is a shleich Hashem. Afil neviim kavali elisha. Even neviim you can ask. They're shleich Hashem. So who says you can't ask a malach to save the city? Alechem obviously shluchei Hashem. So the Radak just rejects the whole thing, right? He rejects the whole thing, right? But despite that, I'm just saying is that it's hard for me to believe that Rashi or the Medrash is maintaining this mamish poshim pshat and psukim. Right? I mean, it's too strong, the kashas. It seems clearly that's not poshim pshat and psukim. It's the drasha. You may not like the drasha. Maybe that doesn't even like the drasha, whatever. But it's hard. It seems to be, it's like, it's hard to say that's the pshat and the pasuk. But if that's the case, then apparently, even though it's not a pshat, it's a drasha, it still has kedusha. So apparently, if you learn this way, if something brings to mind the Shem Hashem, whether it's when you learn Tosh V'Chsav or whether it's when you learn Tosh Ba'al, either way, that will give a kedusha. Doesn't matter. The kedusha is based upon the fact that this brings to mind the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So look, just like you read a Tosh V'Chsav, you also read it in Tosh Ba'al. And when you learn Torah Shabbat Pah, when you read that, you read it Hashem. Oh, so that gives a kedusha. Right? In which case, the problem is, so if you learn that, so then why is there a machlokas when it comes to Avram? Then everyone should agree that the drasha is, that look, the pshat is that he's telling the malachim, wait up, stay here. But the drasha is that he's talking to Hashem. So then everyone should agree it has kedusha. So why is there a machlokas? Right, ultimately we're back to the problem is what's the machlokas? The thing is, like, drasha isn't just thama drasha. Drasha is Torah Shabbat Pah. So the Torah was written in a way that it lends itself to multiple interpretations, one of which is the drasha. So he is specifically written Alma Adni, and it lends itself to interpreting it that he's talking to Hashem and he's saying Hash Adni. And that's part of the Torah Shabbat Pah. So it's not like Joshua, here's what I guess, I'm saying is, it's not Pshat, that like the Pshat is given at Sinai and the Joshua's were all made up later. I'm saying the Joshua's are also Miss Sinai, it's just not Torah Shabbat Chsav, it's Torah Shabbat Pah. So the thing is, this was part of the way the Torah was meant to be written. Whether the particular drasha is misinai, or the fact that you can make drashas is misinai, but either way, it's part of the plan of the Torah that you can make these drashas. So it's like part of when you learn chumash, it's a legitimate way to learn it, and I'll be drash. That's a legitimate way to learn. The Masorah is telling you, Rashi's telling you, the Medrash is telling you, that's a legitimate way to learn that pasuk. Now, not the pshat of the pasuk, but the drasha is the level of drash that read the pasuk. And which means, when you read the Chumash, you have a perfectly within the scope of Torah Shabbat Pah to be thinking about it and to be, you know, to be learning an idea about this thing by thinking of it as if it says, Allah Hashem, and it's talking to Hashem. So that being the case, so I'm saying is, so now when you read that word has Kedusha, because that word, even though the Pshat is he's talking to Allah, and that word brings to mind the Kadosh Baruch Hu, because besides the Pshat, there's also a drash. And Torah Shabbat Pah recognizes the drash as a legitimate way to read Pesukim. Just looking at the Ritva for a second here. Which is another point that I know we've glossed over, but maybe we shouldn't gloss over. But the drasha, it's saying is that Gadol Hachnasas Archem Yoser Mechbalas Pnei Hashchina. Greater is it to greet guests than to meet guests and greet guests than to greet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? So much so that it's saying is that Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm sorry, Avraham Avinu,
was talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the middle of Ma'ar Nevuah, and then he sees in the corner of his eye, whatever, I guess. He says, whoa, Hashem, could you please wait for me? I want to go and interact with these guests. Right? There's a proof that it's greater to be involved with guests than to be greeted in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's powerful, right? Would you have thought such a thing? Right? Would you have thought such a thing? Seems like a big chiddush, right? You wouldn't think that's appropriate, right? So it would seem, that's a good step that Tamar Segan, you guys are saying also, is that it would seem the question is this a legitimate drasha? Is this a legitimate drasha to say that he's telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hey, just hold on, I'll be right back, give me a few minutes. Really? That's a serious claim? Right? And is that true? Right? Is that true? So, you could say that's the machlokas. Is that a legitimate drasha? And that's why the Gemara says, Keman Ozla, who is it going like the one who says that it's greater? Doesn't say everybody. Oh, the Kodesh side. Right? The Kodesh side. So it seems like that's not everyone agrees with that. If you say that it's chol, then you don't hold by that. Right? Doesn't it imply that conclusion that it's greater to be machlokas than kolos b'nei shechina, the Gemara seems to be making that a machlokas, because saying who is that like? It's only according to one side, not according to the other. So it seems like that fact of that it's greater to be involved than machlokas b'nei greater than b'nei shechina is not so pasha. And that's what one of the sides hold by, but the other side doesn't hold by that. So if you don't hold by that, then that's not a good drasha. It's a bad drasha. It's not true. It's greater to be involved with HaKadosh Baruch Hu than to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you say that, well then, obviously he's not talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He must be talking to Malachim. Oh, if that's the case, then it's not going to have Kedusha. Right? If that's the case, then it's not going to have Kedusha. He's talking to Malachim. So it seemed to be a way to go to say that's what they're arguing about. They're arguing about, is that a legitimate drasha or not? Right? Is that a legitimate conclusion or not? Right? How does that sound? I mean, we have to go further, obviously. But how does that sound as a step, direction? So if that's the case, then I think it behooves us to try to think into that. What is the sense of saying that Achnasas Orchem is greater than Kavos B'nei Shechina? What would we say? Is that true? Intuitively, what would we say is greater? Achnasas Orchem or talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What would you say?
Well, if you need the drasha for it, so obviously you would say talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be greater.
Okay, because you need a drasha. Okay, but I'm saying just by pure logic, what would you say? What's intuitive? Is it intuitive that it's greater? They do one of two things right now. You could go visit someone in the hospital, or you could talk to a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? What would you say? So I would think, okay, that goes wrong.
he's the Melech Malchai Melechim, and a person is just the Basar Adam. So to stop, and not only that, if I'm in the middle of talking to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and then I see someone who guessed, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. No, the choices are not Bikur Cholam. Now the choices are, if I want to greet, right? Right, exactly. If I could invite in guests, or I could go talk to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the choices. Inviting guests into your house, or talking to Kadosh Baruch Hu. I'd say for sure, Kadosh Baruch Hu. And it was in the middle of talking to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and I see guests walking by. I'd say, well, hey, I'm talking to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's what I would think, right? I mean, after all, the guests are just people or angels, but they're not a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Wouldn't you think that Kavod of Shemayim trumps Kavod of Basar Adam? Right? So on the surface, that's the other Mandamar. It's a Pella. It sounds crazy. Make a claim that greeting a person is greater than talking to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Right? So how could you justify that? Yeah, okay. So some about this Rabbi Zemra. And I think he had this idea. I don't know, maybe we worked on it together. But mainly it's his approach. That the Pasuk says, a few psukim later, actually, in Vayera, Ki Yadativ. How am I going to tell Avraham about Zedom? How could I not tell him about Zedom? I'm going to destroy Zedom. Ki Yadativ L'manashe Yitzaves Banaves Beis Acharav. I know he's going to command his family after him, his house. The Shamu Derech Hashem, and he's going to guard the Derech Hashem. Lasso Slako Mishma, to be involved in Slako Mishma. So, Aaron was involved in the Derech Hashem. And the Derech Hashem is Midas Kodesh Baruch Hu. To emulate Midas Kodesh Baruch Hu, to be involved in Slako Mishma. So, Achnosis Orchim is Midas Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's Chasad. You see, for instance, Hashem just visited him to be Mevakech Ola, which is Chesed. So Achmasas Orchem isn't just kavod to people; it's engaging in Midas Hakadosh Baruch Hu, in Mahu Afata. I'm acting. I'm emulating Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Alachta V'Drachov. So it's not just kavod to a Basar Adam; it's engaging in the Midas Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And part of the way that a person internalizes his Yedias Hashem is not just through knowledge in the abstract and learning knowledge and learning about Hashem in the abstract, but is that knowledge has to become a reality to the person through actualizing it, through acting in line with it, through embodying the Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And thereby they become part of the personality. There's a nice Rambam in the end of the Maran Vuchim talks about that. That it's not just Taskel V'Yadoas Osi, not just to know Hashem, but Kini Hashem Osu Tzlakach Hasim Mishma Baratz, Kibela Chafatz Dino Hashem. That God wants us to emulate His Midos. And it's through emulating His Midos that our Yedias Hashem becomes actualized in our personality, becomes a reality in our personality. So the staying, but the Kabbalah Pnei Shechina, Avraham Avinu, learning about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through a conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through studying the Midos Hashem, that Hashem is giving Mevaker him, Mevaker Chola to him. So that's an abstract limud about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But doing Hachmasas Archem is an actualization of the Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there's a type of a learning and a growth which comes about through acting in line with the Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're incorporating the knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu into your personality, the knowledge of Midas Hashem into your personality. And that makes your knowledge a reality. So he's saying that it's gadol to be engaged in that, to take the knowledge of Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which you have in your mind, and actualize them through the real world, the concrete world. And thereby, that's part of your relation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're involving yourself in the Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, acting in line with those Midas. You're thereby becoming Karov L'Hashem through emulating Him and acting in line with His Midas. So that's greater than the abstract knowledge, than pursuing an abstract knowledge in and of itself. What do you say to that? Now, the other Manda Amar could say one of two things. One thing is he could argue on that, and he could say, look, it's very nice to actualize your knowledge,
but the abstract knowledge itself takes precedence. I mean, obviously a person needs both, but you could say that's a question. Which one takes precedence, right? What's greater? What's a greater involvement? Is it greater to be involved in the abstract ideas themselves or to be involved in embodying those ideas in your personality and making them reality? That could be the machlokas. Or you could say, look, maybe everyone agrees that's greater, but it's lacks in kvod shamayim to just walk away. It might be it's true it's greater in that in theory, but it's like when you're omei lefnei Hashem, it's inappropriate to walk away from him. From that conversation, so to speak, with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, be engaged with the Basar Adam. So even though it's true you're doing it for the purposes of embodying me, this Kadosh Baruch Hu, but still you're turning away from a Kadosh Baruch Hu and turning to a Basar Adam. You could say that's inappropriate, even though it's greater. So that's what I'm not sure. Is it pshat? Is that what you say? Since it's a realization of Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's fine. Or you say, look, bottom line is in action, you're walking from Hashem to a person. That's inappropriate. That's one way to learn machlokas. Or machlokas says no. Definitely, it would be appropriate if it's greater. The question is, what is greater? What's a greater involvement? Is it greater? There definitely perfection involves the combination of those two. But when you have a decision to make, which one wins out? You say go for the higher abstract idea, but you say you go with the incorporating that idea into your personality through v'alachta v'drachah.